Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from Venezia 74, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Amichai Greenberg and actor Ori Pfeffer. Thank you very much for joining us, first of all.
Thanks for having us.
So the name of the film is The Testament, and the very first question is kind of a formality. Would you be able to introduce it to our listeners who are not familiar with it yet?
Well, it's kind of an investigation story where a historian, Ori, is in an international debate dealing with a horrific event taking place in Austria during the end of World War II. As he's doing this investigation, he's exposed to classified material where he sees his mother and shocked by her testimonial. Basically, the story follows him in a parallel investigation. One of the horrific massacre, yeah, and the other of his own personal story, which basically crashes his identity.
So the balance between the personal side of things and the universal side of things.
Exactly.
And why did you decide to tell the story of the Holocaust in this way, by representing a personal side and a universal side?
I must say that it wasn't about presenting the Holocaust story. I think most of us already know this story. Because I'm a second generation, my natural grounds, when I want to talk about something existential, it just goes there. Because I wanted to speak about a void in your life, where a void of like walls of silence that you can't really put the finger on, but it's there. And this is something I was exposed to. So I wanted to deal with someone that explores and is completely committed to a truth. And once he's there, suddenly it creates a huge contradiction within him.
Yeah.
And that's what I was interested to explore, this existential contradiction about your own identity, reaching a ground zero. And how do you define yourself in those places? What are you made of? A bit like Primo Levi takes the opportunity of the Holocaust to look about who are we as humans. It's as if like the Holocaust is some kind of an earthquake, mm-hmm, that allows us to look through the cracks and understand the layers and what's built on what. Mm-hmm. This is the aspect that I'm curious about.
But then you were also curious in the stories themselves not having been alive at the time of the Holocaust, then you kind of hear them afterwards. And then the truth about those can change as well.
Exactly. And in that way, the fact that you know something about yourself, but you don't really know where from. This is my experience as a child. Sometimes you feel certain emotions and you don't know where you come. As a child, even a teenager, I couldn't plan for the long run. I didn't see it, and I didn't know why.
Yeah.
And then you find out about yourself those things that is just are embedded in your flesh. So this thing of that you have a question and you don't have any answer, I think this is the most frustrating thing, that Ori in the film is confronted or in front of a woman who testifies, and she just doesn't remember.
Uh-huh.
So it just, on one way, he wants to
shake her up.
Yeah, but on the other, he has respect.
Mm-hmm.
So this thing, this kind of contradiction, I'm curious about. This is what I want to explore.
Ori, do you feel that sort of clash, that conflict, inner conflict?
Yeah, obviously, I think the movie's begging the question is who we, are the definition of ourselves. Mm-hmm. Once you take out the definition, what are you left with? And that deconstructing of our identity and reconstructing is an existential, I think, trait that we're all experiencing. Some of us in our 20s, we lose who we thought we was, and now we gotta make ourselves again. But this is such an extreme example, because this person has committed his life to a certain way of life, and all of a sudden, that club doesn't want him anymore. So he's left naked, and that thing really opens the door to start exploring, like Amichai says, the cracks of our soul, of our soul making, and our decisions that define who we are versus, the titles of who we are. And in today's, climate, where everybody talks about this group or that group or immigrants, or we're all human beings, and everything that is put on us is just a title. But we have to know who we are, and we have to respect who we are, and, you know, embrace who we are first, and then it'll be much easier, you know, to communicate and be open to other people.
That is also very interesting to me in terms of the acting, because isn't that kind of the process you go through as an actor playing a character?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, you dig deep, and it's like any sport. As much preparation as you make, you never know how it's going to pan out on the day. And on the day, you start, and that's just a starting point. And then it morphs, and it changes, and your body changes, and your psyche changes. Your perspective changes. So, yeah, I think it does correlate to the story, the journey of me personally as an actor.
Yeah, yeah. One more question for Amichai. This is your debut feature film,
the first directorial debut.
What was that like to play around with this form?
My last project, the one before this, was a 60-minute drama for TV, and I feel like I had an organic growth into this film. And I'm grateful that I had the previous project, because it allowed me, before I did shorts, and it's a different process. And a long feature film allows you to soak in something and to deal with subtleties that shorter formats don't allow as much. Basically, I must say that it was very organic. I didn't really give it much of thought. It just grew, and it felt like natural.
Very good. It just happened.
Yeah, it just happened.
It just happened that you're here now.
Yeah.
Well, that is pretty too. Cool. Yeah. Venice International Film Festival, 74th, the oldest film festival. And thank you very much for joining us and talking to us about The Testament. It's a great pleasure.
Thank you. Thanks
so much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.